My name is Ron Pennington, and I was quarterback for the Charleston Rockets 1964 through 1968.
Ron, I've been preparing an episode for my podcast, Us and Them, about James Shaq Harris, an African-American man who was one of the pioneers to break the color barrier in professional football. Now, as far as you know, was he the first black man to play professional football?
That I can't answer. I think there may have been some others before him, but he was the first that was actually drafted out of college as a quarterback.
And Marlon Briscoe played for the Denver Broncos. He wasn't drafted as a quarterback. I think he played another position, but they had everybody banged up, and they needed somebody who knew how to play quarterback, and they let Marlon Briscoe play. Is that right? Do I have that right?
I think you have that right. That's my understanding of it. And he actually played in a game before James Harris in the American Football League with the Denver Broncos.
But way before James Harris was drafted, I think in 1969, you were playing football, professional football, here in Charleston, West Virginia.
That's correct. You know, it wasn't the NFL or the American Football League at that time. So, you know, a lot of people think that the league we played in was minor league football, and it really wasn't. The only difference really was the money, because there were so many guys from the league itself that actually went on to play with other teams in the National Football League and the American Football League. So we were not a farm club or anything like that. We were a total different league altogether. We just didn't make the money.
So tell me how you ended up coming to Charleston to play football.
Well, Coach Eddie Robinson wrote a letter to Perry Moss.
Eddie Robinson, the coach at Grambling?
The coach at Grambling, correct. And, you know, the fact that I had played for him and he was aware that I could play, although I was small. And I didn't think I'd get a real shot at that time because, you know, there were no black quarterbacks playing in the NFL or the American Football League. So I came to Charleston with the intentions of maybe trying out and then moving on to California. And as it turns out, I made the team and ended up living in Charleston. And actually, to be perfectly honest, I really enjoyed that. I lived in North Charleston for a little while, but I lived in Rand, right out of Charleston, too. And if I had to do it all over again, I wouldn't want it any other way.
So after Grambling, Coach Robinson got you a tryout with the Charleston Rockets, and you played here. Did you play a lot?
Well, yeah, I played behind Ron Miller, who was very good quarterback, All-American from Wisconsin, had played in the Rose Bowl. And I did play a lot, really, more than I probably would have expected had you asked me about that earlier. But I got quite a bit of playing time. And one year I started in some games because they felt I deserved it and had earned it. And but Ron was the actually the starting quarterback, and I was the backup quarterback. And if he was having a bad game, Perry would just turn around and say, "Pennington, you got him next," and I'd take over. So,
what did the crowds in West Virginia think of a black quarterback?
They were in my corner. Ironically, actually, it was kind of embarrassing sometimes if Ron Miller was having a bad game and the people would be chanting, "We want Pennington," which was good and bad. It was good. But it was kind of embarrassing because Ron and I were good friends, so, you know, you feel sorry for that. But I guess probably one of the reasons I stayed as long as I did was because of the fans.
So tell me about some of the jobs that you worked when you were around Charleston.
Originally, one of the things that was, and it wasn't in the contract, but they helped us, the ballplayers coming to town they'd help us with jobs, and Vic Green was involved in our team, and he owned a construction company. So right off the bat, I did some construction work right across the river where Morris Harvey used to be. Yeah.
Still is.
It goes through there.
Oh, University of Charleston now.
University of Charleston, right. And then I got a job selling clothes at Silver Brand.
Right there on Capitol Street.
My idol. musically was Sam Cooke, and he was killed. And the day he was killed, I found out about it working at Silver Brand from a coworker who showed me his picture in the paper. And believe it or not, the night Martin Luther King was killed, I was at a concert at the Civic Center, and I purposely went to see the Temptations. And as we found out later, they found out before the concert started that Martin Luther King had been shot. But they went on and performed. Then when it was over, we all found out that Martin Luther King had been killed right before the concert started.
What was that like?
Wow, that was pretty interesting, because a lot of things, you know, were going on around the country. There was no mass demonstrations that I recall in Charleston, but it wasn't a good time.
Yeah. So what are you doing now?
Well, I'm retired. I was a State Farm agent in Oklahoma City for 23 years, and I retired in 2009. And I've remarried, and I married a Baton Rouge lady, and she was in Oklahoma with me for a while. And then 4 years ago, we decided to move back. And after being away from Baton Rouge 48 years, I'm back. And I'm also an entertainer, and that particular thing started for the most part in Charleston. So I sing, for pretty much everybody, the elderly, or private parties, et cetera. And so I'm pretty busy and doing something that I really love. And it's an awesome experience to come back home and be able to do this. So
you say you started.
I'm retired, but I'm not retired.
You started your singing in Charleston?
Pretty much. Sam Fernandez had a club, and I used to go to the athletic club. I can't think of the name of Sam's club, but he was a teammate, so, you know, I kind of got a start. I'd go in, and people would let me come up and sing different bands he'd have there, and it just kind of mushroomed. And over the years, I was always singing anyway. And in 1999 in Oklahoma, I made a CD, and several years ago, I made a video for Showtime at the Apollo. And because of all of that, my musical career has really mushroomed.
What's your lasting memory of playing for the Charleston Rockets?
Good question. Other than being injured, just the excitement of the games and the people, the fans. I mean, we really had a good time, and the players loved playing in Charleston. The people treated us so well and cheered for us, and we're in our corner, and it was an exciting time, and it's something that I think when you're an athlete, you look forward to playing for a team that cares about you and come to the game to see you, and the people in the town treated us very, very nice. So it was just a wonderful time being in Charleston, West Virginia.
Ron Pennington, thanks so much for speaking with us here at West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Well, thank you. I've really enjoyed it. When you're so far away, and oh, honey, send